Patrick looked at her, pleading, but Susanna only looked back at him. At last, he closed his eyes and slowly opened his mouth. His teeth were there, but his tongue was not. At some point, Dandolo must have tired of his prisoner's voice, or the words it articulated anyway, and had pulled it out. 7. 20 minutes later, the two of them stood in the kitchen doorway, watching Patrick Danville eat a bowl of soup. At least half of it was going down the boy's gray shirt, but Susanna reckoned that was all right. There was plenty of soup, and there were more shirts in the hut's only bedroom. Not to mention Joe Collins's heavy parka hung on the hook in the entry, which she expected Patrick would wear hence from here. As for the remains of Dandolo, Joe Collins that was, they had wrapped them in 3 blankets and tossed them unceremoniously out into the snow. She said Dandolo was a vampire that fed on emotions instead of blood. Patrick was his cow. There's 2 ways you can take nourishment from a cow, meat or milk. The trouble with meat is that once you eat the prime cuts, the not-so-prime cuts, and then the stew, it's gone. If you just take the milk, though, you can go on forever, always assuming you give the cow something to eat every now and then. How long do you suppose he had him penned up down there? Roland asked. I don't know. But she remembered the dust on the acetylene tank. Remembered it all too well. A fairly long time, anyway. What must have seemed like forever to him. And it hurt. Plenty. Much as it must have hurt when Dandolo pulled the poor kid's tongue out. I bet the emotional blood-sucking hurt more. You see how he is.